I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Whether you're talking to someone over the phone or overhearing someone talk or listening to radio or watching TV or even checking your social media feeds, it's only and only about the coronavirus. And it should be, considering we have, let me give you the exact numbers. So we have 219,237 cases at this moment across the world, with 8,967 people having been reported dead. This virus outbreak has changed the way we function, the way we work, the way we live, and just the way we look at life. I mean, to be really honest, it's all very surreal to me right now. It struck me on Monday when I was driving to office and the roads were almost empty. You know, all those sci-fi films that we used to watch about a virus outbreak? It seems like we are part of such a film right now. And also the whole work from home bit. Who would have thought that all those talks and books about remote working and it doesn't matter, you know, where you work from, will actually be practiced across the world? And now, there are memes flooding our timelines about working from home. People across the world, including celebrities in Hollywood and Bollywood, are sharing their daily routines, what they are doing, you know, at home with their families, with their pets. And but they're, at the same time, you know, there are people who are using this work from home routine to learn things they always wanted to, but never found the time to do it. And that's the focus of today's episode. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint. And welcome to the Millennial Mind. Surbhi Bhargava, she's based in Delhi and she's 33, has been working at a designer store as a visual merchandiser for the past 1 year now. She's been working from home for 10 days. I think today's her 11th day. She's always been, you know, one of those wake up in the morning and head to work sort of a person. But this new routine is not really her cup of tea. And she's trying really hard to make it work. In her spare time or whenever she feels lazy or wants to take a nap, she starts knitting. Yeah, knitting. It's a skill she learned from her grandmother 2 months ago. And she was always interested in, wearing woolens made by herself, seeing her mother and her grandmom. So this was actually her New Year's resolution, and now because of the working from home schedule, she has ample time to practice her newly learned skill. Her friend, Shushmita Bose, has started an Instagram page on leadership lessons. She's a young HR consultant, always thought of using the power of social media to create her own brand as a leadership coach, but never got the time. So nowadays, she's learning about video editing, sound editing, and how to make engaging content for her page. So in all of this gloominess and uncertainty around us, it's really nice, you know, to see people not giving up and really using the time to do what they enjoy and what they want to learn. But let me also tell you, it's not the case with everyone. Payal Sethi was recently asked to leave. She's been working at this startup as a content writer for the last 5 years. And now the company has decided to shut down because of lack of funds. And Payal was one of the 95 employees who were laid off. Now, given the current health crisis and the general job market situation, finding a job or even reaching the interview stage is no easy feat. So Payal, who spends most of her time looking for jobs online, is also brushing up her German through YouTube. She studied the language in college, which was 10 years ago. And after that, she lost touch with it, like it happens with most of us. She's thinking her German will give her an extra edge when she applies to multinationals. When I spoke to her about what is happening around us and, you know, how she's generally feeling, Payal said, and I quote, "These are really trying times. I never ever expected to be jobless. I've been working for 8 years now, and this is all just too much. But having said that, I know I will get a job eventually. If not in a month, then say in 3 months or in 6 months, but I will. But this outbreak that we are facing globally should be a stern reminder to all of us that whatever is happening is because of us, because of how we treat the planet." Payal is not incorrect. This work from home is perhaps the right time for all of us to take stock of things, to unlearn and relearn how we treat our environment. Because eventually, you know, it all comes back to us. And while you do that, don't forget to wash your hands. And also, more importantly, much, much more importantly, actually, don't forget to use water responsibly. That's it from me. Stay safe, stay calm.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a LiveMint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.